When it comes to your digital identity, some changes are harder than others. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. How your information shows up on a credit report can affect your ability to rent a home, get a mortgage, or take out a loan. So you want to make sure that information is accurate, especially after a name change. But that can be a particular challenge for transgender and non-binary people who change their name to better align with their identity. Last month, the Consumer Data Industry Association, which includes the major credit bureaus, issued recommendations for how those consumers can update their credit reports. But a group of 145 organizations says the industry needs to do more. Spencer Watson is president of one of those groups, the Center for LGBTQ Economic Advancement and Research. They explained where the process breaks down for people.
When they change their first names, the credit bureaus are unable to find them in their systems and often create a new credit file in their new name instead of matching it with their old credit information. And so they end up losing their credit history in many cases and having multiple credit files at the bureaus that then they have to be able to reconcile in some way. And so when they reach out to the bureaus to fix those fragmented credit files, they can also, you know, have difficulties working with the bureaus because they have not previously had policies in place to assist those customers in being able to reconcile their accounts. After that, you know, even going through a lengthy process of working with the bureaus to merge those two files and also having to contact their previous creditors and correct the name on file with those creditors as well, they can also continue to have difficulties because their previous name or dead name continues to appear on the credit file in their aliases and previously known names. And so that can out them to people who use credit files to evaluate them for jobs or for housing or for credit and insurance.
That's such an important point because lots of places pull information from the credit bureaus and their databases. How does this information end up showing up in the rest of folks' lives?
So yeah, I mean, credit reports and credit histories are used in all sorts of different contexts, employment, housing, credit, and insurance. And there are, you know, specialty consumer reporting agencies that create employee background checks as well as housing background checks, and they pull their information from the credit bureaus. So, you know, if the information is incorrect at the bureau, you know, that can also lead to inaccuracies at, you know, these, you know, specialty reporting agencies as well. And, you know, also lead to the disclosure of previous names, dead names to, you know, folks who are evaluating trans folks for, you know, necessary services, goods, and jobs.
Why is it harder to change a first name than, say, a last name? Because people change their names for marriage or adoption all the time.
You know, the credit bureau systems were designed with, you know, a certain understanding that people do change their last names and to bring that credit history, you know, with their new last name. But the bureaus and their matching algorithms, you know, end up using the first name as a piece of matching information in order to bring the credit history into the correct credit file. And so when the first name is changed, you know, that really does create problems.
This algorithm that you mentioned, it also helps generate credit scores. How do these errors persisting affect people's financial lives?
They're can then be, you know, denials, you know, for credit or housing or employment because of a lack of credit information, because that credit, you know, history is not in the credit file. You know, in cases where folks are having a huge drop in score because of the positive history that they've lost, it can lead to unfair denials because of an inaccurate score that is being created from an inaccurate picture of that person's credit history.
The Consumer Data Industry Association recommends that trans and non-binary consumers contact each of the major credit bureaus to work out their credit report name change. But what other solutions could help here?
So in addition to contacting the credit bureaus themselves, each of the credit bureaus in the policies that they have released have explained to consumers that they still do have to go back and contact their previous creditors to inform them of their name change in order to avoid the occurrence or recurrence of a fragmented credit file. So there is then, a need for, folks who are undergoing name changes to realize that, that is a step that, at least at present, that they do have to take in addition to avoid this issue. I would note that errors and inaccuracies and mistakes on credit reports are widely felt across, the consumers of the United States. And they frequently do have difficulties working with credit bureaus in order to resolve inaccuracies or mistakes because of, shoddy processes at the bureaus where consumers are struggling to provide the correct documentation because maybe they were given inaccurate advice by a customer representative, or documents that they send are lost and then have to be resent, or sometimes sent, by fax or mail. And these are sometimes things that people can struggle to access. So trans and non-binary consumers, should be diligent in their requests to the bureaus and understand that the frustrations that they experience are not frustrations that they're experiencing alone.
Is the industry doing enough, in your opinion?
I think the industry has taken a good first step to facilitate name changes. I do think that they can undertake steps such as using the full 9 digits of the Social Security number to match credit information with the correct credit file, as well as modifying their algorithms to be, less reliant upon the first name so that the fragmented file doesn't occur in the first place.
So assuming that someone goes through all the process and all of the steps to get their name changed on their credit report, is that enough?
Well, sometimes these fragmented files recur, and that is because even after folks have gone to the credit bureaus and gotten the name changed on their credit report, that when credit information is provided by banks or creditors who furnish information to the credit bureaus, that when there is, again, an inconsistency in that information being furnished, then the file can be fragmented again.
Spencer Watson at the Center for LGBTQ Economic Advancement and Research. We'll have a link to that letter Spencer's group co-signed on our website, marketplacetech.org. We will also have a link to the CDIA's announcement of their efforts to help transgender and non-binary customers update their credit files. The group points out that while notifying banks and creditors is usually enough for a last name change, a first or middle name change will probably take additional steps, potentially including submitting additional documents to the credit bureaus. And the website HR Dive has a story about some of the unique challenges transgender employees face in the workplace, including when some employers review credit reports for jobs that require handling corporate finances. Credit reports that may still be under the person's former or dead name. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.